Hey everybody, welcome to Pokemon World Tour. I'm Jake.
I'm Josh.
That's not how we start these.
Well, we're not guides or hosts this time.
Yeah.
We're
architects.
Pokemon League executives.
So today we're doing, we've talked about it a couple times, tweeted about it a little bit today. We're doing a Let's Make a Gym. We're starting with Rock Gym.
Yeah, I asked you guys for some ideas and I didn't get any.
Oh, welcome to running a Twitter.
Thanks.
People for best doves, you get two.
Everybody, hey, at least you got two.
Over the course of several months. So, I mean, it started off weirdly hostile. Okay, we don't need to...
You're right. I apologize.
So, Josh, I don't know if you can believe this, but I don't have anything planned. I am pantsing this whole thing.
Here's what I have. An idea.
Okay.
For, like, a type. It's rock. That's the type
of
gym we're
doing. We're both starting in the same place.
I have an idea of a theme around that. And I wrote some Pokemon down, but that's it.
Okay. So, here's how it's going to go. We're going to break it down into three parts. The first part being the gym itself. Is this three parts or is there two parts?
So, there's three things that a gym does.
Yes.
It is in a town.
Yep.
So, we're going to quickly be like, this town looks like this, probably. It has an inside.
Correct.
Which we will talk about a little bit. And it has a leader.
Mm-hmm.
Those are all the things that we need to
okay.
make.
Also a badge. We have to give it a badge.
Is like part. It'll be part of the leader.
Okay, so
I don't know why I'm married to keeping it at three parts. It could be four parts. The fourth part could be a badge.
Yeah. So I guess we're gonna jump in. Be first.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, Josh, so I think we both kind of came to the same conclusion.
We did.
Okay. Archaeology.
Archaeology is the rock type.
Okay. Yes. I have a weird idea for it. What's your idea first?
My idea, this is just for the town surrounding it.
Okay.
Is that it's like kind of in a desert, and there's a dig site, but also a pyramid. And the pyramid is the gym, and the dig site is where the player could get fossils. And then instead of houses, it's just like tents.
I like that. I think that's pretty cool. We went in very different directions.
Yeah,
because,
sure we did.
Because my idea was to have the gym be in two parts. There would be the dig site, would be part of the gym, and the museum would be the other part of the gym. Or not the museum, but like the university or whatever studying the fossils would be the other part. Pyramid seems weird to me.
Well, because it's part of archaeology.
Right. And I guess if there's a pyramid and like there's like there was something around there,
right?
Then I guess that could make sense.
This town is just an archaeology hub of the Pokemon world,
right?
Where all the ancient stuff happened,
right? Okay, okay, yeah. I think we can roll with that. I like tents. I like people be like it being like a real transitory place.
Yeah,
like not like you know, not like like bad tents. Not like I set this up today. Tents like pegged into the ground.
No, these are like. Living here for a while, tense.
Okay, yeah. I don't know if I have a picture, like, in the desert so
it's
much.
It's only in the desert so that the pyramid makes sense.
Right, well, I mean, there's pyramids everywhere, technically. I mean, like, Machu Picchu is, like,
right,
on
and there's
mountain.
One in Vegas.
That one's fake. A little different.
I mean, it's still a real pyramid. It's just not an ancient pyramid.
Right, yeah. So, I think that's about as far as we need to go for the town.
Yeah, that's what the town looks like.
I mean, look at this Pokemart.
It's in the tent. Pokemon Center, that's in a tent.
That's in a different tent.
Those are in red and blue tents, respectively.
Yeah, I like that, because my only problem with Pokemon, not my only problem, I have several problems with Pokemon. It's not a perfect game. But the thing that like I get stuck on is no matter what town you go to, the Pokemon Center and the Pokemart look the same.
It's branding, that's all.
I get it, but it clashes. It looks like...
In some towns, it seems like they
airdropped them in, you know?
Yeah.
If this was, like, in this fictional Poke world that we are creating in our minds right now, I'd like to be a little more, like, consistent. Like, the tent can be blue, and it says Mart on the outside, but, like, it's still, like,
it's still
a tent. Yeah. All right. So let's move on to the gym itself.
Which is inside the pyramid.
Inside the pyramid.
Slash museum. Pyramid museum.
I can rectify this.
Okay.
Hit the music. So we're in a pyramid. Now, how much James Bond have you watched?
As much as I've seen with you. So
Goldeneye
and like Skyfall?
Okay.
Was did I even see all of Skyfall?
I think you guys came in halfway through Skyfall. Okay. Okay, so I don't remember which one it was. I believe it was a Roger Moore one. But MI6 has this weird habit of, like, taking over. Like, they ship the whole organization to wherever James Bond is. So, like, they won't just, like, send someone out to, like, talk to him. But they will, like, completely set up shop in a half-sinking ship. Like, the ship is crooked.
Right.
And MI6 is, like, created platforms and stuff, and they're in there.
That's a base.
Yeah, they did it once in some sort of pyramid or ruin or something. So that's kind of what I'm thinking for, like, the bottom level.
Yeah, I think, like, the bottom level could be a museum.
Like, it's a museum. It's where they, like, you know, like, work with the fossils that they dig up. It would be, like, real close to the archaeology site. Or maybe be on the opposite side of town, just so, like, you would have to, like, make the trek. Like, it wouldn't just be, like, a go here, then pop right next door.
Right, yeah. I mean, in a game, it would be kind of close. Yeah, but, like, it's not if we're imagining far. This as a world, it's, like, in the desert.
Yeah.
It's, like, away a little bit. A
little tiny bit. It's outside town.
But they also set up specifically to dig here, so it's not that far.
Right. So that's what I would imagine the bottom floor to be. Maybe you could fight someone down there. Like, maybe...
I don't know if there'd be, like... Oh, there could be, like, a gift shop down there where you could buy a fossil. The fossil changes every day.
Okay. That would be cool.
Yeah.
And be, like, pretty expensive.
Right, because it's a museum gift shop.
Yeah.
It'd be crazy expensive. You can also dig outside.
Yeah.
But, I mean... We're not here to talk about mechanics on how that will work.
No, no.
That's I mean, there was the fun, there's just a fun option.
There's the underground in Sinnoh.
Yeah, it could just be like that. Just be like the dig that. Site is just the underground digging minigame.
How do I know about the underground in Sinnoh, you may be asking? Because I never played any of Gen 4. I'm watching a Let's Play of it right now. Tucker Conroy is going through it. It's a pretty good Let's Play.
Which one's he playing? Platinum?
Platinum.
Oh,
yeah.
Good. Good for you.
Well, in the beginning, he's like, Diamond and Pearl are not as good as Platinum is. Like, Platinum is just leaps and bounds better. And, like, he was in I forget where he was, Team Galactic took over something like that. And he's like, this is the screenshot of what this was in Diamond and Pearl, and it was, like, a blank screen, basically. Whereas there's, like, a whole bunch of stuff going on in Platinum. So, but he also did, like, a whole thing on the underground, so that's how that could work. It's kind of like that little, like, digging mini game. There'd also be people that can, like, check your fossil out for you to see which one it is, and, like, maybe this is where they would bring it to life?
Yeah.
But you'd have to beat the place first?
You'd have to beat the game first. You'd have to come back here as the champion.
Is that how it worked in?
No, it was like the last town then, though. And the way we have it set up, our idea, at least it was when we first tried to make a podcast about this, was to have, like, you start in a hub town and be able to go anywhere. Like, everything branches off from it. So you can beat the gyms in any order.
Yeah.
Which is kind of what I think we're playing with here.
Yeah.
So maybe...
I don't think there would be, like, 18 different roads leading off, but there would be, like...
No, but there would be... You could go wherever you wanted from the beginning.
Yeah, down. It wouldn't be as, like, do the loop, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, you could theoretically start this. So maybe you would have to beat the leader. Maybe it'd just be that easy.
Yeah, beat the leader or just, like, come back with 4 gym badges or something.
Yeah.
Some kind of weird requirement like
that. That would be cool.
You could also buy... Oh, the rock item, like evolution stones, because I don't know why after Gen 1 they decided to make those so hard to get.
Yeah, the only, I think it's an X and Y that you can buy them in a store in
like White Forest?
In Paris, wherever the...
Oh, yeah, right. I'm thinking of black and white, not X and Y.
One of the shops is...
yeah, but you have to...
But it's super expensive.
Is that the one you have to look cool to...
It might
No, that's the fashion boutique. Where, like, you can't come in until you're like...
First of all, you gotta look pretty cool, and then if you wanna go upstairs, you gotta look even cooler. And I was like, I am hot as heck, okay? Right. So, like, pshaw with you.
Because you played as the girl.
I did.
And I kind of wish that I did. Because so girls
many,
in that game
so
get
many
this
better outfits.
Sweet Riddler suit that they can wear. And boys just get jeans and t-shirts.
Yeah, it's like, do you want a jacket on? Tough. You have a jacket on. Do you, like, how long do you want your pants? That's it. Those are your options.
You want shorts or pants?
Whereas girls get so many things, and, like, the hair options, are, there's, like, a lot more for that.
And does the boys even have is bald or short? Like,
it's probably, like, short or spiky, and then, like, the colors might be the same.
But you have to wear a hat. So
you have to wear a hat
spiky
anyway.
Spiky hair is whatever.
Anyway.
But you could buy, like, evolution stones, and again, that could be a daily. This is the haul we got today from the dig site, and there's, like, 2 fire stones and an everstone or something.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, also, like, the Everstones and, like, King's Rock,
anything, Hard Rocks.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of different rock stuff that would fit in real well here.
That would fit into the gift shop. And then, like, there'd be, like, water, because, like, Right. In the desert. You gotta get some water.
You're gonna be thirsty.
Get some water. It's like twice as much as it would be at the Pokemart down the road.
Or a soda pop.
Get a soda pop.
Nice can of soda pop.
You don't want to get a soda pop if you're in the desert.
No. I mean, you can. Lemonade, you know.
Lemonade.
Those are the three drink items. So there's probably a vending machine in this gift shop that's $1,000 for a water.
Whereas it's like regular price at the Pokemart down the street. So then you go up to the second floor. Are we good with the first floor?
Yeah. I think so. It's just a gift shop and like some fun archaeological facts.
Yeah.
Because I like how they work that into Pewter Museum. If they had real world facts in there.
Yeah, it would be kind of like that. And it'd be like, you know, if you click on it, like you could see a picture of like a Dogu statue.
You know?
I'd be like, this is what the clay doll is based on. Or like, this is a clay doll.
This is an ancient clay doll.
Yeah, something like that. So we go upstairs. And now we're in the gym proper.
Now we're in the gym.
Now, the way pyramids work to me in my head is that there are floors. I know that's probably wrong.
Well, here's the idea I had, and it kind of doesn't work now that the ground level is a gift shop.
Okay.
But it was that the gym is like a maze, and at each dead end is a junior trainer.
Okay.
And when you get to the middle, there's like a platform, and it's a trap, and you fall down, and the gym leader's down there.
That could still be, because there could be like a pillar in the middle.
Yeah.
And so the gym leader is like under, like he's in the basement.
Right.
So that could still work. It would just be like the second and third floors are like a two-floor maze.
I don't think we need a third floor.
Okay. Then we just have the one floor. It's just a maze is like above it.
Unless we want to put in a third floor and it's just an empty chamber where you can catch unknown.
Yeah, I like that.
And there could be puzzles in the town that release the different sets.
Right.
Or whatever. Because unknown also fits in real well.
Yeah.
Here.
Yeah. You fall down. Before we get to the gym leader, what are we doing? Jacob, right. Back up.
Right. Well, there's a maze. And I can't just create a maze out of my head.
No.
But I imagine there's like 4 to 6 dead ends. So there's like 4 to 6 junior trainers in here.
Because like you'll be seeing it kind of from a third person, like from, you know, like farther away. It wouldn't be like now with the new games, you could like kind of zoom in.
They could just shift the camera down to your back.
Put you right in the maze. I feel like that would get real frustrating though.
Yeah, I don't think they would. Because they've had mazes before from the regular angle and it's still like, you can still get lost.
Yeah.
Because you can only see so much on that tiny screen.
I get lost very easily. So I wouldn't want the maze to be too hard.
It wouldn't be. I mean, it's a Pokemon game.
Right.
It wouldn't be crazy hard.
But, yeah, I would like, yeah, like 4 to 6 I think would be fine. Maybe there could also be, like, other traps. Like,
some that just, like, instead of a junior trainer, there's a trap and it spits you back out to the beginning.
Yeah, or, like, you know, if you, like, activate a trap, like one of those, like, weird spinny tiles. Just like rockets you off in one direction that you weren't planning to go.
I don't want to get super annoying with this. But one could just like poison your lead Pokemon.
Maybe depending on how many badges you have, the traps change. Maybe. That could be cool.
Yeah, one of them is just like a spring and bounces you back. If this is your first gym, it just bounces you back a tile. And you're like, well, that's the wrong way.
Yeah.
But if it's your last gym, your lead Pokemon gets poisoned.
Yeah, you get like poison and then like, or like, it'll just like take away health, you know, like things like that. Or like, it could like, steal items, maybe. I mean, not like anything important, but be like, oh, took your potion. What you gonna do now?
As long as you get them back.
You'd have to get them back from the gym leader.
So
at
it
the
can
end.
Steal anything. So the first time you come through here, you'd be like, oh crap.
It took my bike. Oh god.
My TM36 is gone forever now.
Great.
And then you beat the gym leader. He's like, oh, here's your stuff. The pyramid took because it all came down this hole.
Yeah. That would be real neat. So before we go to the gym leader, let's talk about the junior trainers. Do you have any ideas for Pokemon?
I do. All right. So this is a rock type gym.
Right.
But Brock's gym was a rock type gym. And his junior trainer had a Diglett and a Sandshrew.
Yeah.
So here's my idea because this is a pyramid.
Right.
So this opens up and it's just archaeology. This opens up a ton of Pokemon. Off the top of my head, we could add in Yamask and Cofagrigus.
Okay.
Cubone fits in here.
Bones, yeah.
I had more.
Okay. Unknown, obviously.
Yeah, some of them could have unknowns. Oh, what if they spell something? I don't know what.
Just like something hidden?
But like each one has an unknown and like it spells out a word if you fight them in order.
What if it's spelled, because there's four.
Let's say there's four.
That could spell out a four letter.
There's four junior trainers and two traps.
Okay. So four, it could spell like left. And the way to get to the thing is there's like the last part is a fork.
Right.
And so like if you go right, it like just spits you out at the front or something.
Yeah, it just loops you all the way back around. Or you hit a warp tile and just fought back to the beginning.
But if you go to the left,
you go left.
That sends you down. It's still a trap technically, but like it's just where you need to go.
And if you're not, if you're just killing unknowns and not paying attention,
yeah,
like, or if you fight them out of order,
yeah,
because I don't know how this maze is set up. I'll see if I can just draw a quick one.
And if you get lost, that on the, you know, if you get lost, like, you know, like felt, and you're like, what is that?
felt,
but like that would be pretty sweet, right?
Yeah.
I think that would be cool. So they each have one unknown, and then like one to two other Pokemon.
Yeah,
depending. I mean, well, that would be it. Even if it's like your last gym, they're just gonna be higher level and like stronger.
Right, and they'll just be evolved.
Yeah,
like they'll have Yamask or Cofagrigus,
right,
or Cubone or Marowak.
Yeah, or trying to think of others. There's got to be some other weird
guys. More.
This is the part of the show where we Google everyone's favorite podcast segment.
Oh, Sigalith is, I think, the other one I was thinking of, because he looks like a hieroglyph and he's also based on the Nazca lines.
Okay.
I think that's the only other one I had. I'm doing a quick scroll through the list here just to cover my ground.
I'm just doing a quick Google, and people are putting Lucario in there a lot.
He's a little
Anubis-y?
A little Anubis-y. So and also learns bone moves.
Yeah, because of his knuckles?
But I don't think he fits here. I don't think he fits in this gym.
No, because he's a fighting steel type, so like...
Right, with psychic abilities.
Yeah.
He's a real weird Pokemon. We should talk about him someday.
We'll do a spotlight on him.
Umbreon a little bit.
Oh man, look at this picture. Okay, guys, I'm just gonna save this picture and send it to Josh so you can put it on the Twitter. But this is like an Eevee if it was like Egyptian thing. Right. That might be a ghost type.
That I could see that. Yeah, I'm scrolling through Gen 3 now and I'm kind of just about to give up. So yeah, you got Yamask, Cofagrigus, Sigalith, and the Cubone family.
Yeah,
Yamask and Cofagrigus are also one Pokemon. Cofagrigus evolves from it, so I don't know why I say them separately, but Cubone is one.
Yeah, I'm looking through a Reddit thread right now. They're saying they're like poison ones would be good because of like curses, you know?
Yeah,
we could have some ghosts.
We could put some ghosts. Cofagrigus is a ghost, and he's a sarcophagus.
Right.
So it's kind of a little on that the nose, kinda, but
that, well, I mean,
but
it's
in
fine.
A pyramid.
Yeah, it's in a pyramid, and it's a Pokemon. This is not a game made out of subtlety.
Let me just search curse Pokemon, and we'll see. All I'm getting is results for the move. There is no curse Pokemon Pokedex category.
Right. Yeah. The only thing I'm finding is Lucario, because like it's basically a jackal.
But yeah, you could definitely put probably the ghastly line. I think would work real well.
Yeah.
Just and they could curse. They could use curse.
Yeah. All right. I think we're good. I think we're good on
and obviously rock types like Geodude and stuff. You could also throw them in the mix.
Yeah, you
could
put like any in there. Yeah, like
because it is a rock gym, so I would like there to be some rock types in the junior trainers. You could just get a little weird with it with these other things that still fit the theme.
Yeah, but if it is a rock gym, you're gonna want to have some things preparing you to get there.
Right.
You know, not just like jump right in.
Yeah.
With the weird.
But I really like them all having an unknown and them spelling out left.
Yeah. Because that's, like, just, like, a little thing that, like,
yeah,
you know, people can argue about on the internet.
Oh, they spell felt because they can feel the feelings of the ghosts.
It's
nerd.
It's Tlief.
It's Tlief.
It's a Finnish word that
it's, means, yeah,
that means
the name,
ghost.
It's the name of a new Pokemon. Tlief.
There could also be on the walls, there could be, like, hieroglyphics that you could, like, when you go up, you just, like, press A and look at it and be like, here's a picture of, like, Mew doing some stuff.
Right. It'd be, like, you know? The ancient Mew card. Do you ever see that?
Yeah. I saw it when I was looking at
it. It would be, like, that kind of art when you pull up the picture.
That'd be killer.
That'd be real cool.
All right. So you go left. You get your fork at the center of it, and you go left, and you're like, well, there's nothing here. Oh, no, a trap. And you fall down into the basement. There's just one person there, and it is the gym leader who is an archaeologist. He would not be like a professor of archaeology. He would be like an Indiana Jones type to me.
I took a biogeology class in college.
Okay, nerd.
So I picture this as my professor.
Okay, well not everyone had your professor.
No, I know he's all right. He's short and kind of round. just he looks like a nerdy archaeologist,
like a guy who teaches geobiology,
biogeology.
But that's the same thing.
No, it's different.
How?
Biogeology is the study of life on Earth, and geobiology is the study of the Earth's life.
Well, I'm confused, but I went to film school, so you can't take my word for it. I'll trust you. I picture him as like an Indiana Jones, like he is a professor.
I do like that. And I did get there, but I was like, what if he was just this short, fat, goofy guy with like a sun hat on?
Maybe that could be one of the junior trainers.
No, because none of them are all unique.
Right. I don't know. I just don't. I like.
It's fine.
Okay.
It's fine. I just thought it would be funny and I wanted to talk about it.
Yeah. Maybe there's a beta file you can unlock that.
He'll be in Elite Four. No, he won't. No. We would have two archaeologists. No. That'd be ridiculous.
That'd be ridiculous. Okay, so he's an archaeologist. He's Indiana Jones. This is Ohio Stones. And the gym leader's name is now Ohio. Just so
okay, I was calling him Dustin up until this point.
Dustin actually works a lot better. I think that works. Actually, that works on a lot of levels. Because you dust off the...
Yeah, I know. Yeah, all the gym leader names are puns. So.
Right. Well, I mean, Ohio... It's not a pun. It's a reference. It's fine. okay. I'm just worried people will think it's a ground type, but it's archaeology based. I don't think it would affect anything.
Right.
Plus, I do like the name. It's a good pun. It's a solid gag. So his chamber. Before we get to him proper, his chamber wouldn't be too big, right?
No, but it's underground, and I want it to be. You never played Black or White, right?
No.
There is a gym there, which is in like a mine. And the gym leader's name is Clay.
Okay.
And I think he's ground type. But you go underground on an elevator to fight him, and you can see, like, all the different layers in the rock, and there's, like, bones and stuff.
Right.
That's what I imagine the walls of this chamber looking
like. Right. Like, well, part of it would be, like the tomb of the emperor or whatever, and then the other half is, like a dig site, sort of.
Right.
Because there'd have to be, like, if you're in a pyramid.
And you just fell down a hole, and now you're trapped in this thing, so there's also a tunnel out.
Yeah.
But that doesn't get revealed until you beat Dustin.
Right. So now I guess let's move on to the last part, which is the gym leader. So obviously he's got fossil Pokemon.
He's got all fossil Pokemon.
All fossil Pokemon. I don't know how gym leaders work. In my head, it's a 3-on-3 battle.
I like that. Okay. We're talking about gyms, so I could talk about the way that I would make gyms work if I was in charge of a Pokemon.
Okay,
game,
hit
right?
me.
So
guys, buckle up. He looks so excited right now.
Stop, I'm getting embarrassed. So you would get to a gym, and it would work kind of like the way the battle tower works, and that it scales everything down. Okay. And a battle tower, it scales you down to 50.
Okay.
And it's like 3-on-3 battles. I like the 3-on-3 battles, so I'm going to keep that. That's a good...
Like when you get up to him,
you
he's
go
like,
in
pick
with
three.
Six, and you can pick three, and then he'll pick three randomly out of the list that I have for him.
Okay,
which is just all the fossils. Pokemon. Yeah, I have kind of a weird thing I did with that. We'll talk about that.
Okay,
but like depending on what gym it is, it'll scale you down to like level 10, level 20, level 30, depending on what number gym it is.
Right.
So for the last one, it's level 80. That's a little high. They'd have to mess with the numbers a little bit.
Well, also in this fictional world, there's 18 gyms. There's one for each type.
Right.
So, like, you...
So, maybe it would be...
I think it would just scale him by fives, maybe?
Yeah.
Because that would be or nine
when you, And then when you get to 50, which is after the fifth gym, it would just always scale back down to 50. Because that's kind of the Pokemon standard.
Yeah.
Is level 50.
I don't know. I'm not super in love with it scaling down once you get past it. I would just like him to scale up. And then whatever you're at, you're at.
But your Pokemon aren't all the same level. So
yeah.
So, what is he... scale up to?
I mean, he just scales based on how many badges you have.
Okay. See, I like locking you at the same level because then it's like, I see what you're saying, but if I have one badge and then grind to level 30 and then I go fight him, or if I have no badges and grind to level 30, because you can go all over the whole world if you want.
Right.
And then I come back and I fight him and he's the first one, so his Pokemon are level 10, I can still stomp him into the dirt, and that's what I'm trying to avoid. Well, so that's why I'm having it scale both of us to 10.
See, the thing with that is, though, is, like, if you want to spend your time grinding to level 30, like, nothing's going to stop you, you know?
Right, but I want gyms to feel like bosses and not just like a trainer I can beat like anybody else.
Well, that's why it was...
That's why it scales you to 10, so you're on an even ground when it
starts.
But
what if... So, like, if you have, like, let's say you did, like, do all this grinding, right? And you have your Charizard is level, like, 80.
It would scale your Charizard down to level 10.
But how would that work? Would it
just scales the stats down to what they would be at level 10.
That would be weird. I don't know. It's
the same way it works if you go into the battle tower with a level 100 and it becomes
right.
a level 50.
I'm okay with that because it's like a separate thing. Like it's its own thing. I mean, if you want to make them feel like bosses, I guess that would be better. But
right.
like,
That's the way that I would make gyms feel important and not just places that you go to beat a guy
right.
easily because of type weaknesses or whatever.
Right. I mean, if it's only him and not the other junior trainers.
It would only be the gym leaders, yeah.
Then I'm okay with that. Because they would scale based on your badges, not on anything else. It would just be like, you have these many badges. It doesn't. You don't scale comparatively.
Right.
But with him, I can budge on that. I don't love it. Because it seems like hamstringing to me. But like, at the same time, it's like, whatever. I'm not dying on this hill.
That it's not important. So that's just my idea that I would like to see implemented in gyms, just to see how it works. Like, try it on a game. If it doesn't work, take it out of the third version.
Right. Yeah, give us Z with a different, back to normal. Okay, so Dustin is an archaeologist. He's an action archaeologist. He's got a hat and a whip, and he's got a lot of fossil Pokemon.
Yes.
So he has a rotating cast.
We got to narrow this down to 6.
Okay. Well, what if he just
had... There are 11.
What if he just had all 11 and just 3 randomly, depending on some hidden mystic numbers?
It could just be random. I have one that I want him to have all the time.
Okay.
And that's Aerodactyl.
Okay. Because that one's the only one that doesn't evolve, right?
That's the only one with a mega evolution, which he would use in your after you beat the game rematch fight.
Right.
When they all get mega evolutions, he would have mega Aerodactyl.
Okay. That would be cool. He's always got Aerodactyl and then 2 others of these 10.
Yeah.
So what do you have down? You got a lot of notes on that paper in front of you.
I mean, it's just a list of names, but there's Cranidos and Rampardos. So this would have to scale. I don't know what level they would end up. They would evolve at whatever level they normally evolve at.
Right, so if it scales past
which is usually, for fossils, like level 40. So if you fight him after the 4th badge, then they're all evolved.
Okay.
Some of them might be in the 30s.
Right.
I'll say the babies first. So Cranidos and Shieldon. These are not in gen order, by the way. Lilip and Anorith, Archen and Tortuga, Tyrant and Amora, and Omanyte and Kabuto. So I was thinking we could, because these are all like 2 per game.
Right.
So if this fictional Pokemon game had 2 versions.
Right.
One version would have one and the other version would have the other from each generation.
Okay. That would be cool. We need to, one's Plaid, Pokemon Plaid, and Pokemon Tweed.
Those have been used.
Only in one super specific place, which is...
This is Pokemon. Well, I only have written A and B because I didn't think of like what they would be. I was just like, this is game A, this is game B.
We'll table it for now. Send in your suggestions.
Yeah, do that.
That's a joke from when we had to look up stuff.
Yep.
Okay, so I like the idea that like depending on what version you have, he has different Pokemon.
Since Aerodactyl is an outcast anyway, he's the only third fossil from any generation, and he doesn't evolve. He mega evolves, but that doesn't count as actual evolution.
Right.
So he always has Aerodactyl. That's his signature Pokemon.
Okay.
As for a signature move, I think it would probably be Ancient Power.
Okay.
Because it just like throws rocks. It's a rock type move.
Mm-hmm.
And it throws rocks at you and has a chance to raise all of the user's stats one stage.
Okay.
He uses that. His Aerodactyl has that. And maybe the other ones too. I'm not sure. But that would also be the TM you get from him.
Right.
TM number whatever, 37.
Yeah, who cares?
Is Ancient Power.
Ancient Power, when I hear it, I do not think of throwing rocks.
But like you throw it with an Ancient Power.
For like a magic rock.
With
rocks?
Your ancient mind powers.
Oh, you pyramid mode.
Yeah, you put on your pyramid battle helmet and you throw rocks instead of lasers.
Okay. All right, that's a cool idea. I'm trying to think of anything else we need to cover with the gym leaders. We need to, his badge.
His badge. I have written down Ancient Badge.
I like that, because that could get weird.
Yeah, I have 2 ideas for it. One of them is just a T-Rex skull and a bone.
Okay.
The other one is a pyramid, but like at an isometric kind of angle. And half of it is in heavy shadow, and then that shadow kind of comes over to make the lines for the bricks on the other half.
Right.
This is all very stylized. I have an image of it in my head, and then there's, like, sun rays around the top of it.
Okay. I don't know if I would go with the sun rays, because I like the ones that are, like, really stylized but basic.
Yeah.
Not, like, super complicated. So I like the pyramid one better than the skull and bones, because that's, like, that's ancient, but it doesn't seem ancient.
Right.
You know?
It's also just the universal symbol for fossil, pretty much. So.
Yeah. But if it
and
was
it's not
like,
the fossil badge.
No, but it could be, because like what I was saying, it was like a pickaxe and like a rock. But that's dumb. That's super stupid. But yeah, I like the idea of it being like a pyramid and like that going in. The sun rays could work too. I'd like to see 2 versions. I'd like to see one of each.
I can do that. It'll be real easy for me to just delete the sun rays and make a second version that way. So we're going to go with the pyramid one then.
Yeah. And I like the ancient badge because, like, archaeology kind of all fits together.
And it allows you to use the move rock smash outside of battle.
Well, look, if we're making our own Pokemon game, we are going to have to deal with the HMs in a different way. But the fact that you would still need badges to use them outside of battle,
The whole world is traversable without them. They just lead to secret areas.
Right.
So that's the way, like, Black and White did it. And I think that's the best it's ever been handled.
Yeah. And I this is not the podcast for it, so I'll save my thoughts. But you still need to be able to use them outside of battle. You still need the badges that correspond with them, which you can get in any order, depending on what you wanted to do. Like, if you're like, oh, I know there's some stuff I'm going to want to cut over there. Let me go find the cut badge. And by now, there's got to be, like, 58 HMs. I don't know how many HMs there are, but there's got to be. There's
some moves that were HMs have been turned into TMs. Like, Flash is a TM now.
Okay. But there's still...
I think Rock... That might have happened to Rock Smash at some point, too.
I don't know.
I don't remember.
Either way.
But there's also the main thing of HMs is, you can use them outside of battle to get around. But, like, there's regular moves that can do that, too.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Make those HMs.
Needs a lot of needs a lot of cleanup.
They need to buckle down and fix the stuff. And I think we can do that. So
if they just sat down and just fixed everything and changed a bunch of stuff, I don't think anyone would care the way that they seem to think we would.
Yeah, the only thing people would lose their minds about is like boring like number, like nerds would be like, oh, this is numbers are not the way they should be, like I can't stack the stats in a certain way. Not funny, Conan O'Brien. I mean, I don't play with those people anyway, so make them mad all you want. Yeah, are we done? Did we make a gym?
I think we made a gym.
All right. So, guys, if you enjoyed this, let us know.
We did this one first because it was easy. We both had almost the same idea, and it was real easy to assign Pokemon to the gym leader.
Like Cards on the Table, in a past life of this podcast, we made a normal-type gym, and I think we're just going to remake that.
I'm going to do a thing, though. I don't know how often we're going to do these.
Okay.
But I'm going to make a poll. I'll put it up of all the rest of the types, every type but Rock.
Okay.
And I want you guys listening to vote for the next gym that we make.
Oh, good. Yeah. Cool.
So that way we'll have to like research. We'll have to come in, and if we pants it, it'll be a lot more figuring out than this one was.
Right. But we'll still have a place to start.
But we'll have
and
a place to start.
It will be based on, it'll be chosen by you.
Yeah.
So that'll be real cool. So look for that soon.
I'll link that from the Twitter and from the heyjakeandjosh.com website.
Yeah.
Which is just a list of links and places to go right now.
Right.
I'm working on it, though, I promise.
It'll be good.
Websites take a long time.
I'm not helping at all,
especially
so I can't say anything.
With all the stuff that I want on here, which is everything.
Right.
It's going to take a while. So it might be, like, the main page comes up, and then, like, there's links to the Morphin Grid and World Tour pages, but those become coming soons, and then I'll make those after.
Right. We'll figure it out. Yeah. It'll be fine.
Don't worry, it just might be a couple months before the whole thing is up and running.
And if you have any ideas that are different from ours about your Rock Gym, let us know. They're not going to be in Pokemon World Tour canon, but...
If you had sent them in,
you missed
we
the
would have read them on air.
You missed the boat. If you want to send in ideas for other gyms, in addition to whatever the poll is, we'll just like save them. And like, when it comes up, we'll take them into account. That could be pretty cool. That's it. Let's run through where they can find us on the internet.
They can find us on the internet at heyjakeandjosh.com.
That's a good place to do it.
That's where you can find all our stuff.
All the links, except for email.
It's not flashy, like I said, but it will be someday.
If you want to go directly to the source, PWT Podcast on Tumblr, Facebook, Twitter. As long as you can figure out how to put that into those places, that's how you can
you
find us.
You will find us. If you search for PWT Podcast, you'll get a lot of Pro Wrestling Torch stuff. But if you search for Pokemon World Tour, you'll get us.
Well, I think if you do PWT Podcast, we're the first thing that comes up.
We might be. Maybe it's because I put a space in it.
Maybe?
I don't know. Maybe I just searched PWT. I don't know. But Pro Wrestling Torch is a thing that you will come across if you search for us at some point.
Disregard that. Don't worry about that. Also, if you want to email us, you can do that at pwtpodcast@gmail.com. That was easy, right? Look at how easy that was.
We forgot to mention it, but if you would like us to make a gym about you, you, specifically you, you can do that by donating at the $20 level or above on patreon.com/heyjakeandjosh. It helps us out a ton, and it helps the podcast grow. I recommend donating at least the $5 level. That's my favorite level. That's the one where you get all the bonus stuff and a whole bunch of cool things, including recap episodes of the Pokemon anime, which I am looking forward to. You can also get like stickers and t-shirts and other cool stuff if you donate. So go check that out. That website again is patreon.com/heyjakeandjosh. Back to past us.
Our theme song is The Destiny Infinite by Dark Sword. It's off the Eevee EP, which you can get at eevee.ocremix.com. And Dark Sword is DarkeSword. Go check him out. He's on Twitter under that. Go get his music. And if you can buy stuff from him, do that. It's a real great song. I just listen to it sometimes.
I haven't listened to that in a while, but I really should. The whole
yeah
EP is real good.
I used Ember, which is like a Lavender Town theme, the Flareon song in the Lavender Town episode. Like, it was killer. It's a good song.
The rest of the music on this podcast is from the Pokemon Heart Gold and Soul Silver Super Music Collection, available on iTunes. I think we're only using music from that one this episode.
I also have the X and Y soundtrack, so maybe there's something off of that.
All right. Well, there's also the Pokemon X and Y Super Music Collection available on iTunes, so check that out.
And then just to cover...
Check them all out. They're all on there.
Yeah, they're all on there. And they're all, like, good. Like, especially, like, the reorchestrated ones.
Yeah.
They're, like, real solid. Also, just to cover the bases, because I don't know if I'm going to use the music or not, Scottine's The Kanto Symphony is also a real great album. You should go check that out. I use it intermittently whenever
that
the need arises.
That one I do just listen to sometimes. Yeah.
It's solid. I also use his Pokemon Tower song in the Lavender Town episode, and it is really good. That's it. That's it for us. I've been your host, Jake.
I've been your co-host this time, I guess, Josh. I don't know. We're just having fun.
I panicked. I just reverted.
We had fun. I hope you guys had fun. I want to do this again, so be sure to vote on that poll. But until then,
smell you later.